7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Two more deaths inside the Harris County Jail last week marked 15 in-custody deaths reported by the sheriff's office this year. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno has more.
The sheriff's office said that 34-year-old Pebbles Girardi suffered a sudden medical emergency inside of her cell at the Harris County Jail last Friday, only 2 days after she was booked. She was transported to Memorial Hermann Hospital and pronounced dead. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office said that she identified herself as homeless during the booking process. On the same day, 58-year-old Billy Ray Turner also suffered an apparent medical emergency while he was being booked into custody at the Joint Processing Center in the jail. He was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Houston Police Department, which originally arrested both Girardi and Turner, are investigating the deaths. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Houston-based Occidental Petroleum is selling its chemical business OxyChem to Berkshire Hathaway. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about the $10 billion deal.
OxyChem produces chemicals used in water treatment, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and commercial and residential development. Berkshire and Occidental expect to close on the deal by the end of this year. Occidental will use $6.5 billion from the sale to pay down its debt. Berkshire is Occidental's largest shareholder. In 2019, Berkshire also helped finance Occidental's acquisition of Anadarko Petroleum, offering up $10 billion for the deal. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Governor Abbott has appointed Galveston County's new district attorney. Kevin Cusick is an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas. He'll serve out the remainder of former D.A. Jack Rohde's term. There's preseason basketball at Toyota Center tonight as the Rockets play the Atlanta Hawks. Tip-off is at 7. Tonight should be mostly clear, overnight low expected near 74 degrees. About a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high near 92. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.